Chapter 13. Three Phone Calls. Later that afternoon, Detective Roberts phoned Jonah to thank him for his help, and they talked for a few minutes. "I'm a bit surprised," Jonah said. "I've just finished a computer project, and the statistics show that teenage crime is often connected to broken or single-parent families, especially when there are money problems as well. Eric's parents are still together, and his family is well off. Why did he steal those things?"
"Well," the detective answered, "statistics only show a probability, and we're still trying to understand all the reasons for teenage crime. Some kids steal because they haven't got money to buy things, but others steal for the excitement or because they want to rebel against their families. Maybe Eric admired Tyler because he was older and very cool, and Eric wanted his friendship. There are no simple explanations."
"Eric always wants to be number one, the best," said Jonah. "And I was angry with him because, oh, there were lots of reasons, but that wasn't why I went to Principal Glenn. At first, when Mr. Bird was arrested, I felt it wasn't my responsibility, but after I saw Eric's skates outside the building, I couldn't just do nothing. Anyway," Jonah finished, "thanks for phoning."
"I may need you again later," Detective Roberts said. "Okay?"
"Fine," Jonah replied. Then he put down the phone.
Jonah was just coming out of the shower half an hour later when the phone rang again.
"Hello?" a girl's voice said when he answered it. "My name's Lucy Kane, and I've started writing for the school newspaper. I've heard interesting things about you and the theft, and I'd like to interview you. Can we meet?"
Jonah was pleased. Lucy was a pretty blonde girl with gray-green eyes. She was in a parallel class to Jonah's and often won athletics competitions.
"Sure," he said. "How about lunch tomorrow at the cafeteria?"
"Great," Lucy answered. "See you there. Bye."
Jonah smiled. Life wasn't so bad after all. An hour later, Jonah was making a sandwich when his mobile phone rang.
"Jonah?"
It was Nick, and he sounded a bit nervous.
Listen, I've broken my leg and I'm at the hospital. Can you come and help me get home?"
"What?" Jonah said, shocked. "Of course I'll come. I'll be there in 20 minutes. How did you break it?"
"I'll explain when you get here," Nick answered, and he put down the phone.
Jonah took his bag and ran to the bus stop. He was lucky. The bus came quickly, and 20 minutes later, he walked into Newfield Hospital. Nick was in the waiting area with his left leg in plaster. His face was white, but he smiled when he saw Jonah.
"Hi," he said to his brother. "Thanks for coming."
"So what happened?" Jonah asked.
"Well, after you phoned and told me that Eric was on his way to the police station, I was curious about Tyler," Nick said. "And I thought, will Tyler phone the buyer of the CPUs and tell him to be careful? Will he hide the evidence or try to escape?"
"Well," Jonah asked, "what did he do?"
Nick laughed. "I went to Tyler's apartment immediately," he said. "It's on the first floor and there's a tree outside. I climbed it and crawled along a branch until I could see into his room. But Tyler heard me and he was furious. He came to the window and shouted, 'What do you think you're doing? First that stupid Eric, and now you?' Then he shut the window with a bang and closed the curtains."
Nick paused for a moment and smiled, remembering.
"Anyway," he continued, "I was crawling back along the branch when the police arrived. Two policemen went into the house, and a few minutes later, they came out with Tyler and put him into their car."
"Tyler wasn't looking so sure of himself anymore, I can tell you. After they left, I tried to get down from the tree, but the branch broke. So here I am."
"Why did Tyler make that comment about Eric?" Jonah asked. "What did he mean?"
"Well," Nick answered, "my theory is that when Mr. Bird was arrested, Tyler probably told Eric to stop stealing computer parts, but Eric didn't. That was stupid, because then it was clear that Mr. Bird couldn't be the thief."
"Right," said Jonah. "So what happened after you fell?"
"Well, I was lying on the ground and shouting for help. My leg hurt a lot," Nick said. "An old lady heard me and came out of her apartment. She was very sweet. She gave me a drink and brought me to the hospital. I didn't want to call Mom. I thought she might be angry."
Jonah laughed. "She won't exactly be happy when I bring you home," he replied. "But it'll be okay. Come on,
Let's get a taxi and go home.